Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
My name is Alan Stanford. Welcome to Hamlet in Hoth. And here we are at quiz time again. There are going to be four rounds, the first of which will be an audio round, the second an individual round, and then two rounds on the buzzer. Taking part in the quiz today, we have Sarah Jane Gilligan from Santa Sabina Dominican College. We have Laura Judd from Pobblescull Nasson. We have Emma Duffy from St. Fintan's High School. And we have Aisling Gilligan from Scull Eosa. Now, first round is an audio round, and you each get an individual question. So beginning with Sarah Jane, I want you to listen carefully, and when you hear the beep, I want you to tell me what the missing word is.
To be or not to be, that is the
question.
Question. Laura, your question.
This is the very coinage of your brain. This bodiless creation ecstasy is very cunning in...
Ecstasy?
Who's speaking there?
It's Queen Gertrude.
And?
And Claudius. Or Polonius.
Or we could go through the list. I'll give you 1 point because it's Gertrude, but it is Hamlet as well. Emmett, yours.
My lord, you once did love me.
So do I still by these pickers and stealers.
Good, my lord, what is your cause of distemper? You do surely bar the door upon your own liberty if you deny your griefs to your friend.
Oh, sir, I lack advance.
How can that be when you have the voice of the king himself for your succession in Denmark?
So who are the two gentlemen speaking there?
Laertes and Polonius.
Absolutely wrong. Laura.
Horatio and Hamlet.
Nearly right. I'll give you the 1 point. It's Ashley Rosencrantz and Hamlet. Now we move on. It's the final one in this round. It's Aisling.
I should have fetted all the region kites with this slave's awful, bloody, bawdy villain, remorseless, treacherous, lecherous, kindless villain of vengeance, vengeance, vengeance.
Who, rather dramatically, is Hamlet describing there?
Claudius.
Claudius is correct. 2 points. Well done. Next round is individual again. Sarah Jane, who kills Polonius?
Hamlet.
Hamlet does indeed. 2 points. Laura, what's the name of Hamlet's dead father?
King Hamlet.
Well done. Emmett, what is the name of Fortinbras's dead father?
Norway. Oi, no, Fortinbras.
My instinct there is to give you 1 point, but the look of absolute horror on your face when you realise what you said, I'm going to give you the 2 points anyway. Well done.
Thanks, Alan.
You're welcome. Aisling, what family relation is Claudius to the previous king of Denmark?
Sorry, could you repeat the question?
What family relation is Claudius to the previous king of Denmark?
Son? No.
Emmett?
Brother.
Brother, well done. Emmett got in there by flashing his buzzer. And now we're moving on to the buzzer rounds. Who says of Hamlet's condition, though this be madness, yet there's method in it? Emmett.
Polonius.
Well done. Who says, when sorrows come, they come not single spies, but in battalion?
Consonant, please, Alan.
That was the wrong answer, so we move on to Laura.
Claudius.
Claudius is the right answer. Well done, Laura. You get a point for that. And I think the next question demonstrates something that Emmett could pay attention to. The Queen says, more matter with less art, to her advisor Polonius. What does she mean? That art...
Sorry.
I hadn't finished the...
Oh, sorry.
They're all going mad. Right. So far, Laura is the only one entitled to answer the question. Does she mean art doesn't matter? Does she mean art does matter? Or does she mean get to the point?
Get to the point.
Well done, Laura. You get 2 points, and the others should have their fingers chopped off. When Shakespeare uses the word phi, does he mean that it denotes a musical instrument, the Danish for why, or a term used to express intense annoyance? Laura.
A term used to express intense annoyance.
I know, that's exactly how you feel about the others, isn't it? No, no, no. Phi, you keep thinking of them. Down to the last round now. So let's be very careful with our button fingers. Who does Hamlet call a fishmonger?
Polonius. Emmett.
Well done. 2 points there to Emmett, even though he spoke before I did. Late in the play, Hamlet holds Yorick's skull in his hands. What job did Yorick previously have, previous to being dead, I mean? And sorry, I hadn't finished the question, so Emmett's out. Previously have at the royal court in Elsinore. Was he court jester, gravedigger, or messenger?
Sarah Jane. Court jester.
Court jester is correct. 2 points. Who is the referee in the duel between Laertes and Hamlet? Laura.
Osric.
Osric is correct. Last question. Last chance. Who says, one woe doth tread upon another's heel, so fast they follow?
Is it Gertrude?
Gertrude. Yep. Last answer, and you're correct. 2 points. In fourth place, I finally got the results here now. In fourth place, from School Irsa, Aisling Gilligan. In third place, in spite of his charm and his wit, Emmett Duffy from St. Vincent's High School. In second place, Sarah Jane Gilligan from Santa Sabina College. But in first place, with a remarkably high score, from Pobleskull Nasson, Laura Judd.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.